Jason Bear on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It's good to know that we have a Savior who took our place by carrying our sins to the cross. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to pay for those at all. And that's a good thing. Yeah. I'm kind of thinking it'd be nice if somebody took my place right now to play this game.
I bet we could get some volunteers.
Yeah. Well, I tried that yesterday. Yeah. I did have some help from Susie Smith, and we didn't do very well yesterday, Ryan.
Every day is a new opportunity to start a new streak. So, what day is it? That's the game we play every weekday morning about this time. I take a look at the list of different holidays that are on every single day. Usually little, tiny, small, weird ones. Mm-hmm. And I pick two that are real and I make one up. And you and Beth trying to guess which day is the fake day. Mm-hmm. So today we have National Nothing Day.
Oh, I like that.
Like an anti-holiday.
Yes.
You're supposed to celebrate exactly what it says on the label. Do nothing.
Nothing.
It's an unevent.
Nothing.
And that's all we need to say. No, I got a couple more here.
Okay.
National Fig Newton Day.
Oh.
The sandwich thing. Not sandwich, but like sandwich cookie thing.
Oh, one of my faves.
Has nothing to do with Isaac Newton.
Oh.
Sadly.
Okay. So
there's a town in Massachusetts, the town of Newton.
Okay.
Where Fig Newtons are from. So,
sure. Okay.
And then we also have National Number 2 Pencil Day.
Ah.
Do you have your number 2 pencil? You don't? Well, you can't take the test.
Sure.
Almost all of our pencils. I remember it was like if you found a number 1 pencil or something, or like a 3, you're like, this was like, it was so rare. It's like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I always had number 2 pencils. I didn't know there were other kinds. So,
but
there are apparently.
Okay. Well, since we're talking pencils, let's take these in reverse order.
Okay.
Number 2s, obviously, you know, I remember in school, we always had to have the number 2s because we had to fill in the little ovals for tests
the scantrons. And
I don't even know if the kids do those
anymore. They do it online anymore.
That's kind of what I thought.
I think.
Yeah. But I took architecture classes in high school. I mean, there was a point in time where I really wanted to go in architecture. And we had to have different numbered pencils when we were doing drafting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, like I had like a number 1, and I think I had a number 3 pencil there for a while. And, you know, my dad, I mean, when I told him I was interested in this, he was so proud. So, I mean, he helped me buy
the right
pencils.
Pencil.
I know.
Okay. Cool.
So.
Yeah. But.
Is it a day?
Is it a day?
I know. Okay. Fig Newton Day.
Mm-hmm.
I love Fig Newtons.
They're pretty good.
I know. I could eat a whole package.
They're fruit. It's healthy.
There you go. See? Yummy.
My kids try that too.
And then National Nothing Day.
Mm.
Now, nothing. If there is a holiday I could get behind, it's that one. I could celebrate this weekly. And to be honest with you, I kind of do.
Mm.
Because that's my stress release.
To do.
If there is nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, this is almost a Sabbath, like, you know, day, that one day of the week, I do nothing. I am like on the couch, nothing. So yeah, beautiful. But which day is not today? National Nothing Day is kind of crazy and out there as that non-event that I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I really like it. And if it's not today, I'm declaring it today. I could almost see Fig Newtons being a day.
Okay.
Number 2 pencils. That's the one I don't like.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick that one as the fake day.
There you
go.
Good job today.
Wow.
I don't think it's a day anywhere. I think I looked for it and it doesn't exist.
Really?
I thought I was clever, but apparently not. Anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, celebrate Fig Newton Day by doing nothing. Just do nothing.
I'm
just forget
my,
that. Just do
on
nothing.
My self-declared nothing day, I'm going to eat Fig Newtons. but then that would be breaking the nothing day. Oh, there's a quandary.
And we are at work, so we can't really do nothing today. But if you can do nothing, it's nothing day. Here's Split the Sea from Anna Kerr on Kinship Radio.